Big doings coming up, the second annual Salute to Our Veterans and Veterans Day weekend. Joining us right now, a couple of guests, the State Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, Dan want to go first here? So let's talk to, before we're waiting to, we're waiting for Commissioner Soddy, let's talk to Dan McSparren from ATT Veterans. Dan, good morning. Paul Pacelli here. How are you? Hello, Dan. Are you there?
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, good, good. And understand we have a lot of good and interesting things coming up for the Veterans Day weekend, including what's going on at the Veterans Home in Rocky Hill.
Yes. Are you familiar with the Veterans Home in Rocky Hill?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep.
It's the longest operating veterans home in the country, continuously operating. We began a program with them several years ago, AT&T Veterans, in partnership with the Department of Veteran Affairs and the commissioner up there, to put together a program. What we came up with was a charity three-mile race, road race. So we do a three-mile walk-run race on the facility property. It's a 93-acre campus, absolutely one of the most gorgeous pieces of property in Hartford County. What we added this year, because we had some folks that say, I can't quite walk 3 miles, I can't run 3 miles.
Yeah.
So we also added this year a 1 mile walk and a 1 mile run loop for those folks that want to participate, want to support the veterans, and can't quite do 3 miles.
Okay.
So we try to cater to everybody's needs. We have a lot of people coast to coast that want to support. And this year we've also added a virtual race. So if someone happens to be already running a race in Boston.
Oh, wow.
They can support our race by keeping track of their time in Boston and then registering it on our website.
That's very cool.
So they kind of get a two-for-one for the run they do in Boston. I met a couple the other day as I was handing out flyers. They're going to be in Ireland on vacation that Saturday on the 10th, and they said that they would do a run walk there and record their times.
And I see here there's also going to be a free kids event, a Young Patriots Scamper. What's that about?
That's a quarter mile run for, you know, children so that they can participate. It's free because we want to encourage them. This is not just about, you know, helping out and getting out there and running, not just about helping out the veterans. This is a great way for families to come out and do the walk around. If the kids come out and they get that competitive spirit at that young age, they're probably going to come back year after year and compete in our challenges to support the veterans. We had a number of young people last year compete in the quarter-mile race and also in the three-mile race.
Wow.
So it's a really great way for families to come out and walk together. We've had families come and walk with, strollers with kids. So it's a really great event. It's a good family event.
Dan McSparren is the guest from AT&T Veterans, talking about the second annual Veterans Day Classic 3-miler presented by AT&T Veterans ERG CT of New England. And also it's being staged with the cooperation of the State Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs, Thomas J. Soddy. We should mention here, Dan, I guess, that this is a serious event. So the 3-mile distance race and the walk are going to be timed if we have, serious runners out there who want to keep track of their time.
Absolutely, and there will be medals awarded to the winners in each of the categories. So it is competitive. It's more than just fun. We have some serious runners that come up.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a group in Connecticut, Run 169, where these runners try to run in every single town. They try to do a race. What's unique about our race in Rocky Hill is there's very few races that actually occur in Rocky Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So this year at our race, we have some Run 169 runners that will be getting Rocky Hill on their list and completing their 169th town.
It's a computer-timed event. Participants will wear a timing bib, and awards are given to participants who complete the entire 3 miles of the course. Now, where do the net proceeds go on this, Dan?
What we do with this is the proceeds are split between AT&T Veterans is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have been in existence. This is our 35th anniversary year. We were started by a young man who came back from the Vietnam War and started this organization. So we're a 501c3. We reach out to a lot of different veterans organizations and groups and causes. We partner with the Department of Veteran Affairs outreach support programs. And through these different programs, we support community-based programs for veterans, public events that recognize veteran services, Connecticut Veterans Wartime Service Medal presentation ceremonies, the commissioner's coins that are given out to veterans and dignitaries. We provide temporary financial assistance to eligible Connecticut veterans and their dependents in emergency financial situations. To the extent that we have money available, we provide burial services for indigent resident veterans.
Wow.
Through the state. So it's far-reaching. Also, we have a group of individuals that come together every year in the late fall, end of November, beginning of December, and they hand write out holiday cards for all the residents at the Department of Veteran Affairs facility in Rocky Hill. Imagine that you have no family left. You're an elderly veteran.
Wow.
And you're living in this facility. Getting a holiday card is life-changing. It
sure
changes your whole view at that time of year.
Yeah.
So we do that. Well, that's one of the things that we fund. We make sure that every resident gets a card, and we also do that at Valentine's Day. We make sure that, you know, it's the wintertime, you know, there's less light out. It affects people in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do what we can to impact those people's lives. It may seem like a little inconsequential effort, but it makes a huge difference when they get that card. It's handwritten out to them. It's a nice handwritten note wishing them well. So these are the things that we do on a daily basis. We're always trying to find another way to help out, and anybody can reach out to us and help. We'd love to get as many people out there, fill that campus up. We'd love to have 500 runners, walkers, do the 1 mile, do the 3 mile,
mm-hmm.
come out. Enjoy yourself. It's a great event.
I was going to ask you what you're hoping for, and 500 sounds like a nice number. So this is going on Saturday, November 10th, of course, heading into Veterans Day weekend, Saturday, November 10th, 2018. The second annual Veterans Day Classic 3-miler presented by AT&T Veterans ERG CT in New England for the run. What is the – can they register that day, Dan, or is there a registration deadline?
They can register that day. We take day of registrations. We prefer to have the folks register in advance.
Okay.
Because when we're ordering shirts, it makes it easier.
And how do they do that?
We want to be there and not have a shirt for everybody, but it's almost impossible to judge how many extra shirts you buy. And then that takes away from the money that we're giving to the veterans' causes.
And how would they register in advance?
They would go to runsignup.com.
Yep.
I believe you folks are going to have a link on your website and your Facebook page as well.
Okay.
They can go on Facebook to AT&T Veterans Connecticut New England, and there is a link on that website. There's also videos on our previous race, so they can go there. It's very easy to sign up, actually.
All right, fabulous. So sign up, folks. 3-mile run. There's a free kids event, 1-mile walk, and just a bunch of things to do. Saturday, November 10th, 2018. Dan McSparren from AT&T Veterans. Dan, thank you so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks.